Low Earth orbit is not space.
Practice makes perfect. Give me another
it's
week.
It's as simple as using a zero-G plane and strapping a harness to their belt. Then, just like Batman movies, they remove the wires using a computer. At times, the manipulation reveals itself. Green screen and blue screen technology cannot always be flawless. How can you keep denying this trickery? Here we see Europe's Space Agency at NASA's studios using a blue screen with grids. This technology has been used for decades. It works best for 3D and live manipulation. It's funny. Once NASA was caught red-handed, they produced a couple of senseless videos 8 months later, trying to pretend like they always use them for science experiments. Knowing damn well it was too late. Why do clowns defend them?
There is no chance you could remove the background.
These people lie to your face in the hope that you will not do your own research. NASA knows that most are too lazy to dig through its massive rabbit hole. Yet, in the meantime, they just love to rub it in your face. They steal $52 million per day from American taxpayers just to create a fantasy display of men orbiting their spinning pear-shaped space testicle Earth. Their green screens are awful. When they are live and something glitches, their reactions are always priceless. I'm not sure why you globeheads keep defending all of this. Are you waiting on NASA to finally come forward?